The Kremlin made the announcement Monday, just days before a crucial presidential election in Ukraine. Western countries have protested the deployment of tens of thousands of Russian troops near the Ukraine border, expressing concern the deployment might be preparation for a land grab after Russia annexed Crimea in March. At a news briefing Monday, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said there is no indication so far that Russian troops are going anywhere.
Now I think it's the third Putin statement on withdrawal of Russian troops. But so far we haven't seen any withdrawal at all. I strongly regret that because a withdrawal of Russian troops would be a first important contribution to de-escalating the crisis. And, I mean, there's no reason whatsoever why the Russian should mass military forces to that at that scale along Ukrainian borders.
Speaking in Moscow Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov did not directly address the troop withdrawal issue, but did sound a somewhat conciliatory tone towards the West on the subject of Ukraine. He said Russia's ties with the European Union and NATO need a rethink in light of deep differences over the crisis.
These relations require a substantial rethink, and together with our partners from the EU and NATO nations, we are trying to conduct an analysis in order to better understand where we are, where our assessments coincide, and where we disagree, and what to do to bring those relations back, those documents that form the basis for Russia and NATO cooperation, as well as European Union and Russian engagement.
Lavrov also said that so-called roundtable discussions that began last week with Ukrainian ministers, regional deputies, and business leaders are imperfect, but a good start toward ending the crisis. He called on the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to act as mediators and discuss steps towards de-escalating the situation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.